The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 18, 2021. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, ratified that the political communication operation promoted by the United States government against his country failed due to popular rejection. In his official Twitter account, the foreign minister explained that the announced internet crash in the Caribbean nation did not occur and there was no repression, marches, and militarization announced by the press. As specified on the platform, these points were dealt with in a recent interview with the AP News Agency in which he condemned the instigation and financing of Washington with millionaire funds, of the subversion against the largest of the NT, as well as the use of internal agents. It gives the impression that Cuba is the only country in the world in which a protest that did not exist becomes an international news item, stressed the head of diplomacy on the island. Also in the dialogue, the minister denied having established an agreement with Spain to facilitate the departure to that nation of the supposedly disappeared Junior Garcia, promoter of a destabilizing call for last Monday. Cuba is currently showing heartening results on the fight against HIV/AIDS based on the establishment of new labs and thus guaranteeing treatment for all patients suffering from the disease amid the COVID-19 pandemic. HIV/AIDS incidence in Cuba compared to the world's is low, without exceeding 30,000 patients, said Dr. Manuel Romero at the Havana Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Unit, who also serves as head of the National Program for HIV/AIDS Hepatitis Prevention and Control. The number of Cuban patients with HIV is very low. 185 patients died in 2020 as a result of the disease, Romero reported. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Romero stated, no HIV patient was excluded from being treated. Even ahead of some difficulty, Cuba's health authorities always guaranteed other formulas safe and adjusted to the updated pharmaceutical sector worldwide. Cuba's permanent representative to the United Nations, Pedro Luis Pedroso, reaffirmed his country's support for the use of atomic energy for peaceful purposes. He praised the significant work of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, and its contribution to peace and sustainable development. As to Cuba, Pedroso added, the agency's support to fight the COVID-19 pandemic contributed to strengthening a molecular biology lab network in all Cuban provinces. The Cuban diplomat called for the immediate end of unilateral coercive restrictions on exports to developing countries, materials, equipment, and technologies for nuclear activities for peaceful purposes. Pedroso also pointed out that using IAEA safeguards and verification system is critical to implement the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, including to corroborate the peaceful nature of nuclear energy programs. And in the international agenda, we have that the 9th North American Leaders Summit, which begins today in Washington, will be a cornerstone for a new vision of the future in the region, the Mexican Foreign Ministry said in a press release. The meeting between Presidents Joe Biden of the United States, Andrés Manuel López Obrador of Mexico, and Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau will be preceded by bilateral meetings, after which the tripartite summit will take place. According to the statement, the dignitaries will seek solutions to the global situation, and this intention will lead the three main points of the agenda: response to COVID-19, economic integration, and joint vision to address migration. Meanwhile, the Communes Party in Colombia welcomed the decision of the Special Jurisdiction for Peace to take measures for the protection of peace signatories in the process of reincorporation and their families. The left wing emphasized that protecting life and dignity is paramount, which is why they stressed that the government of Iván Duque must comply with what is indicated in this case. Enough of excuses, Commune said in the face of recurrent murders of former guerrillas and relatives. According to the Institute for Development and Peace Studies, only this year, 43 signatories of the peace agreement from demobilized Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia People's Army under the pact that put an end to the armed conflict have been assassinated so far. The Special Jurisdiction for Peace instructed Agency for Reincorporation and Normalization within 15 days and with the support of the Colombian Family Welfare Institute to present a strategy and an action plan to support and protect families of the reintegrated who have had to leave the territories for training and reincorporation. This order also applies to relatives of murdered ex-combatants. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.